This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. This first hour is going to be very much focused on more or less of a post-PDAC recap and some company updates from some of the sponsors on our website, and also answering some of the questions that have come in from all of you, our listeners. Again, please always check out our website, kereport.com, on a daily basis, as I am constantly updating you with what a lot of our commentators are thinking, not just on resources, but also on a wide range of markets. I am kicking off the show with a good friend, Byron King. He is the co-author of The Gold Speculator, also written with Jim Rickards. Byron, let's first just get your recap of PDAC. What were some of the themes that you picked up on this year?
Oh, hi, Corey. It's great to be with you. Thank you. PDAC, to my mind, was fabulous. I went up there. I spent 6 days up there. I came back and my head hurt because I picked up so much information. The first day that I was there, I was talking with this one guy who's a chief financial officer of a big company, and you would know the name, but I'm not going to say it just out of, you know, protecting people's confidence. But he said, "Oh man, Byron," he said, "this is the worst market cycle that I've been in 30 years. Jeez, oh man." And he says, "But you know what? I love going to work every day. I can't wait to get to work in the morning." And I said, "Well, okay, tell me more. He said, "Well, you know, it's times like this when you really put together the deals. I mean, there's so much out there that's on sale. You can really assemble packages that you want. You can find a lot of great people, put them together. There's things that you can buy cheap and put things together." So that was one theme. You know, on the one hand, it's a very sobering market out there. It's tough. And we can talk about, you know, what kind of news does the market want to hear. On the other hand, for as tough as it is, there are really nice bargains out there. You know, if you're a company looking for a project, there are great projects that you can find all over the world, really. You know, North America, South America, Africa, Asia, the great projects on bargain basement discount, as well as really strong people who know how to do the work.
So, Byron, where is that focus then? Especially at PDAC, you have producers there, you have mid-caps, you have exploration companies. The market's been very selective, really, across the board. There hasn't been one standout sector right now. So where do you think that money could be placed, or where do you see opportunities?
Couple of things, Corey. Let's look at explorers, and let's look at producers. Let me tell you just kind of a brief summary of the angles on both of them. Let's talk about producers first. I mean, a producer is a nice thing. You know, you get a well-built mine, a well-run mine, people who know what they're doing. They're producing gold. They're selling it. There is nothing wrong with cash flow. One savvy guy there was telling me how much he likes the Australian guys because the Australian, you know, gold companies, because they focus on cash flow. And in this market, you know, and in this gold market, as compared to the rest of the big stock market out there, companies that produce cash are great. You know, and so we've seen some really hot runs in the Australian names, you know, guys like, you know, big ones like Kirkland Lake or Newcrest, things like that. But there's some smaller Australians on the way up as well. The Australians have a focus on cash flow, and you get cash by mining gold and selling it. Not to say that North American producers don't do the same thing. The other angle on production, and I heard a very smart guy say, "Well, I'm not that big on producers." And I said, "Well, why not? They're making gold and they're selling it and making money." He said, "Ah, if all you want to do is you know, tie yourself to the price of gold. You just buy gold futures if you think gold's going up. Well, to which, okay, I get that. That's a good point. So I think one of the sweetest of the sweet spots on the producer side is a cash flowing producer that also has an exploration upside. I saw a couple of those guys up at PDAC. We were talking about it before we came on the phone, and I'm not going to give their names away because I like them so much. I actually might write about them, in the weeks and months to come. But buy my newsletter, the Rickards Gold Speculator, and you'll learn more. But you want to have a producer cash flow with an exploration upside. It's great because if they have cash flow, it means that they probably aren't going to dilute you as a shareholder by issuing a whole bunch of new shares. They've got their own money. You know, everybody should have their own money. The other side is the exploration side. And that's the other story that people want to say. Oh, you know, those explorers, they've got upside. And there are a lot of just pure play explorers who have done incredibly well. Look at a company like Great Bear up in Red Lake. I mean, Red Lake, as in Red Lake, Ontario, you know, who doesn't love Red Lake? Everybody loves Red Lake. You know, a year ago, Great Bear couldn't raise money at 30 cents, you know, and now their share price is way up, you know, after a couple of really nice holes, you know, really big holes. And with more to come, more drilling, more everything. I talked with management. I talked with what they're doing. We went over the geology. We looked at a couple of core samples. Yeah, I mean, they're drilling away up there, and you know, there's definite promise. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? You know, I'm not about to predict anything in terms of where the drill bit's going to go and what it's going to find. But you know, they're drilling in the right place. So there's exploration upside, and you know, getting away from any specific company, the idea that you know, you come up with a really great hit and the share price goes up, that's wonderful. But this is a fickle market for that. You know, the share price goes up, and depending on what the share structure was, if you've got the low priced shareholders in there, you know, the 5 cent and 10 cent and 20 cent shareholders, and your price goes up, you know, quite a bit because of a couple of great drill holes or a great story that's coming out of the mountains. Those folks are selling in, you know, maybe there's warrants, there's a whole dynamic at work. And so you want to be careful about that. You live by the press release, you die by the press release.
All right. One other kind of interesting and unique aspect of PDAC is the fact that a lot of countries come and represent themselves. There are full days dedicated to certain countries. What are some of the countries, or even just one country, that you see attention being shown to for the right reasons?
Well, there's a country that's getting a lot of love right now, and it's called Ecuador. Ecuador was definitely on the outs a few years ago. They had that whole issue. Well, I mean, they had a very hardline socialist kind of socialist government that was, I don't want to say it was like a Venezuelan, you know, Chavezista kind of place, but they were not friendly to foreign capital. And then a few years ago, you know, Lucas Lundin and Lundin Mining went in there, Lundin Gold went in there, I'm sorry, and, you know, kind of took a stab at it. And there's a different government, a different set of people, and you know, running the place now, and they are becoming more and more friendly to outside investment. One company, Sol Gold, was really, you know, beating on the theme up at PDAC of Ecuador is the new Pilbara and copper is the new iron ore. You know, sort of, you know, kind of using that Australian kind of analogy. But Ecuador has incredible geology. I have been there. It is fabulous. It's the spine of the Andes, and it's at that bend in South America where there's a lot of interesting things happening geologically. I mean, starting down in the mantle, you know, and just juicing things all the way up to the surface. Tremendous amount of mineralization and prospectivity down there.
All right, Byron, great chatting with you. Always enjoyable hearing your recaps of these shows and also some of the companies that you are watching. Byron, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition and continuing with our post-PDAC recap. I am chatting with David Earthlake. He is the founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. David, let's get a couple of your comments regarding your takeaways and some of the, I guess we can call it, rumors that came out of PDAC this year.
Yeah, sure, Corey. You know, I'm kind of beat. You know, this thing takes more and more out of me each year. But the first on Sunday, the crowd was kind of subdued for two reasons. The Metals Investor Forum decided to have their last day on PDAC's first day. So both crowds were pretty much diluted by that. And also, the organizers at PDAC decided to charge a small fee to get into the exhibition area this year. So there was not a lot of people on Sunday. But there was another thing that happened on Sunday, which was very interesting. I always get there early to kind of just take a breath and kind of relax and maybe catch up with a few friends before the thing starts inside the exhibition hall. And I noticed Barrick beginning to set up their booth. And then all of a sudden, I walk back, and it's empty. And it remained empty the entire show. So the bizarre minor triangle saga kind of heats up here. And I know there was an article in Barron's today or yesterday saying that may be wrapping up pretty soon. So very interesting. That was a lot of the talk at the show was about this merger.
All right, so a little gossip that you share with us. We do appreciate that. Everyone likes a little gossip in their sector, but in terms of charging investors, kind of a weird decision for PDAC to make during this extended bear market, or at least drawn out boring market, to start charging. But one thing that maybe you can share with us is some of the companies or some of the takeaways from the conversations that you had with companies while at PDAC. This is still a very selective market, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of a tale of two markets. You know, it's the best of times for the companies with high margin projects in really good jurisdiction, and especially Canadian miners like Wesdome and Atlantic, who are selling their gold at close to $1,800 Canadian, and they're in a depreciating Canadian currency. You know, they're trading at or near their multiple year highs. So companies like this are doing really, really well. But if you talk to a lot of these companies who have good projects and are early stage, but they need to raise money, it's not a very good market right now for that, because money is still very tight.
Now, if we assume that money will stay tight, and I don't see a whole reason for a lot of money to rush into the sector, where are those sweet spots? You mentioned a couple companies already, but anything else that you can share with us that you're going to be watching, where maybe stocks that haven't already run, or even those that have run but haven't got too out of hand to the upside, where is there still value here?
Yeah, you want to pay attention to early stage companies who have proven management teams, who have the ability to raise capital internally. If you see something like that, I give you a good example. It just happened recently. A company that operates in Mexico, they're a growth-oriented production story, Minera Alamos, they recently raised $5 million without a warrant. And after speaking with management, they were pretty much able to cherry-pick internally who that finance came from. So when you see something like that from a company, that's a very good sign.
So it is interesting to see some of these stocks that go out, hit some discovery hole, but then the next year they have to spend money further defining that resource. It's not as exciting for the market, and quite frankly, the market hasn't been providing that sort of value to those companies. What happens, or what do you do when you see a company hit a discovery hole, but then they're, as I said, going to need to further refine that project?
Well, it all depends on how good the hole is. It all depends on the track record of the management team. What have they done in the past in situations like that before? If it's a really, really good hole and they start to get some strategic investor interest, you know, then I wouldn't be selling as much as I would normally sell. You know, if because usually what I like to do is if a company does have a really good hit on something, I'll sell some shares to try to get my original investment back and just hold the rest of it to see how the rest of the project goes. But a good example would be Sun Metals recently. They had a really good hit on their Stardust project in BC, and they had Teck come in for 12.8% at over 40% above market price in a flow through finance. So that is, when you see something like that, and especially the management team they have behind them, it's the Oxygen Capital Group, which is, you know, serially successful. They've sold multiple companies in the past. So when you see something like that, you tend to hold on to your shares longer.
So what about, and this is a question that I asked Byron King in that last segment, is jurisdictions or countries. PDAC has a lot of countries that are well represented at the show. Byron mentioned Ecuador. Are there any other countries that you are paying a little bit more attention to in 2019?
Yes, Peru. I really like the Puno region of Peru, and I think that area has a chance to heat up this year if there's some discoveries made.
Okay, so again, it's focused on discoveries and looking at Peru. There are a couple companies that we follow in Peru, so I'm encouraged, hopefully, that we do see some more developments there. Now that we have PDAC behind us, there is this term, the PDAC curse, where metals prices as well as stock prices tend to drift. Are you worried about this seasonal play?
It's funny you say that. The title of my article today had the PDAC smack in it. I kind of called it the PDAC smack, which happened right before PDAC this year. You know, usually it happens right afterwards where there's a dearth of news and also seasonality in gold brings the gold price down. But this year we had gold rise for over 4 months, over 15%. You know, a move like that needs to consolidate its gains because if it keeps going higher, the eventual correction will be worse. So I view this correction as really healthy, but some really interesting things have happened this week while I was in PDAC, and I wasn't able to catch up on them until today. You know, we had the ECB announce more stimulus. We had the Central Bank of Canada come out and say that the economy's beginning to slow. We have China maybe hinting at more stimulus, and we had the Bank of Japan hint of more stimulus. So this has the U.S. dollar breaking out right now. It broke out yesterday on Thursday, and yet the gold price did not react much to it because the U.S. market is rolling over. We had a really bad non-farm payrolls report today, and what is happening, I believe, these stimulus packages are the reason for the dollar going up so high, but in all these other currencies, the gold price is going much higher, and it's bringing more safe havens into gold and the dollar at the same time. So when you see the dollar break out like this, I mean, it's the highest it's been in 21 months, and the gold price not react to it, you know, that's pretty telling.
Yeah, pretty interesting developments that we are seeing around the world. David, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend show, and have a great rest of your week.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited Beauregard, Alabama on Friday, where 23 people died in a massive tornado that hit last Sunday. He tells a crowd at a local shelter that he met earlier with some people who lost their loved ones.
She said, I lost 10 people. And a couple of others lost 2 and 3. I've never seen anything like it.
Before leaving Washington, he talked about his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort's sentence, including what the judge said.
For whatever reason, I was very honored by it, also made the statement that this had nothing to do with collusion with Russia.
Manafort is scheduled to be sentenced next week in Washington for illegal lobbying. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 23 points, the Nasdaq down 13, and the S&P 500 down 6. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In these final two segments, I'm going to be getting a couple company updates. We're starting off with Osisko Metals. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Jeff Hussey. Osisko Metals is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OM, also on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol OB5, and in the U.S., BWMXF. Jeff, I want to start off by taking a look more at the zinc-lead market. I received a question from one of our listeners asking if you could provide a review of some of the fundamentals for the zinc-lead market, while also considering that a lot of the companies, whether it's junior producers, developers, or explorers, have been hit pretty hard over the last year. Osisko Metals has held up relatively well when you consider how much downside has happened in these other stocks, but the actual zinc and lead prices haven't come down anywhere comparable to how much some of the other stocks have. What are some of the updates you can share with us on this market, please?
Sure. Thanks, Corey. Essentially, in the metal inventory, we see that it's down to way below critical levels. Critical levels are 10 days supply. We're balancing somewhere between six and a half days of supply. So the metal market is very tight. Most of the research firms have a full forecast of concentrate supply coming in. So they see a balanced market in the next years to come if everyone performs at 100%. So we all know that developing projects can be challenging. And what we do see is that there's going to be a large supply of concentrate that is challenged by one deleterious element or another for various reasons. Some are very high in manganese, way above like 2 to 4 times penalty levels. And that's a challenge for smelters and traders. We also see some of the supply being, say, New Century, which is forecasted to bring on 500,000 tons of concentrate annually, and they're just commissioning and they're having their challenges. It will depend on what does make it to the market in the next 2 years. But all forecasters are seeing again at about 2022 that there will be a gap between supply and demand. So in essence, the zinc fundamentals for the short term, the concentrate supply is there, but it's challenged concentrates. And in a couple of years, we'll see another gap. And that's about when we would be ready to come to the market. When we do so, the beauty of Pine Point and Brunswick camp, Bathurst camp, is that these concentrates are highly regarded by the whole market. So we have two premier zinc mining camps, and they're premier because they produce, for various reasons, but they produce very respectable cons. In the case of Pine Point, it's probably in the top 3 percentile of quality of all the cons on the market. So when there's a large supply of challenged concentrates, that's how smelters make money. They need a blending product, and that's what we bring to the table. So for us at Osisko Metals, the supply and demand, the future looks bright for what we have to bring to the market. And when you look at it, it's extremely tight on the metal inventory slot side, like I said. And if there's any uptick in stimulus of projects, and we know that China and the States are probably going to want to do more infrastructure projects, but first they have to get through this trade uncertainty. And I think more and more in the news, we see that both the U.S. and China want to have a deal done, potentially here in the month of March. So once that is behind us, I think then we'll start to see the real story as far as what are the plans for infrastructure projects, and that'll create an uptick in demand. With the low metal inventory that are there, any uptick in demand will have a significant impact on price. But, you know, Corey, even at $1.20 right now, for what we're, our project, we're using $1.10. So any uptick in zinc price is just going to benefit our stock and our picture because everyone is tied to the price. As you said, we've been holding our own ground. And I think it's just upwards and onwards with regard to Osisko Metals, with what we can bring to the market for the fundamentals that are there. Once we get through the sentiment, I think there'll be wind in our sails.
Okay, so a couple of key distinctions there. First being on terms of the short-term drivers, if we do see some trade deals and some infrastructure plans, that can provide a nice boost to these underlying metals. But even more importantly, and something that you're trying to set Osisko Metals up for, is when you do see that, again, shortcoming in 2 to 3 years, let's say, that's when your two major camps will be even closer or even in potential production to satisfy that even shortfall. Can you just also address the fact that it takes time, quite a bit of time, to actually bring these type of projects online, and with that shortfall coming in 2 to 3 years, that's also why you're focusing on that time frame?
Yeah, and the other caveat with the Osisko Metals is why we positioned ourselves in two of Canada's Zinc Premier Mining Camps is all of the supporting infrastructure is there. So we don't have to spend money on or time on building railway power infrastructure or road access. We have all of those. In the case of Pine Point, just a reminder, we got about 100 kilometers of 25-meter haul road. Everything is there to quickly move into a production scenario. Prior to doing that, what we're focused on is the upside, and I think we'll be talking about that a little later.
All right, let's move over to Pine Point, and I want to get one question addressed right away. It's a question that, again, was sent to me and has been chatted about on some of the metals blogs that deals with potential water issues, water flooding at some of these mines. Some of the previous operators have mentioned that the water could be an issue, and there has been this chatter about water still being an issue there. You and I have discussed this briefly before, but I want to give you the opportunity to address these questions. How does this water issue potentially play into what you're planning on doing here?
Okay, so I call it the water paradigm because it has been talked about, and that's something that we spent a lot of time on during our due diligence. There is water, there's surface water, and there's also water that comes in from the karst topography underground. What we have to remember here is Cominco produced this in this camp for 25 years, and that's what we all have to remember. If we look at the East Mill Zone, those pits are dry. They're very shallow, down to 50 meters. In the Central Zone, there is water that will need to be managed. When we did the resource, we put in 88 cents per ton of overburden waste and ore as a cost for pumping. That's a very conservative, very highball estimate for cost. We think we can do it for a lot less, and we still came out with a significant resource of 38.4 million tons at about a 6.6 zinc equivalent. So what it comes down to is it's a manageable water pumping issue. It is something that will change how we approach the mining sequence, but it is not a material factor. It is something that we can manage. So right now we're putting together, Tetra Tech is a company that has had all of the data for the site. We're putting together a 3D model and a hydrogeological model to better estimate how much water there is to be pumped. What we did is we went back to the Cominco days when they were mining at a much higher rate than we're forecasting because they had many other pits closer to surface, larger prismatics that we will be looking for here. I'll get to that. But we took the rates of pumping that were in the Cominco historical records and applied those to our estimates. So we're going to be doing the same thing as the Cominco did, managing the water. And I think we'll be able to do a better job because of today's technology on water modeling and how we approach it. In other words, when we the flow underground in the aquifer goes west to east, so we would be looking to mine sequence moving from west to east. This is one of the ways we will manage it.
All right, for everyone listening on the radio, Jeff and I did continue this conversation for quite a while longer, addressing different factors of both properties. Please visit kereport.com, click on the weekend show posting, and listen to that full interview.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We are getting an update from Orin Resources and the executive chairman, Ivan Bebek. Ivan, I had a couple questions come in after I posted that I would be having you on the weekend show. I want to address some of the corporate questions first and then move mostly into what's going on in a general company update, but also, more importantly, in Peru. First and foremost, there is a rumor floating around the internet that potential of Orin splitting the company or projects into two stocks. That would take Homestake and Committee Bay into one company, with Peru being the other company or other stock. Can you share any updates here, please?
Absolutely, yeah. First of all, it's a pleasure to be back. There's been a lot going on with us in the background, so it's a good time to catch up. When I made that comment that's being talked about on the internet, it's certainly one of the optionality factors that our portfolio has created for us, and we're strongly considering it. And for anything like that to happen in Avenir, where you could split your company into two, you know, you would need your assets to be at a mature stage of potential. You need financing ability to carry that forward. You need two flagship projects, which is what we've identified with Committee Bay in the north and Sombrero in the south. So as a shareholder, as the largest shareholder next to Goldcorp Newmont, or as management team, the largest shareholders of our company, we like to do what's best for shareholders. And what we're envisioning is if, and this is the if part, the financial engineering can remain with very anti-dilutive methods and with really, really like-minded, you know, substantial investors, if we can split the company and leave each company with 2.5 years of working capital and drilling money, that would be something we would strongly consider at this time. As a shareholder, you would get an extra share for your current share positions. You'd have a Peru share and you'd have a Canada share. You know, we've made that possible consideration because we do really believe the AI is going to work at Committee Bay, in addition to us believing we drilled the edge of a system last year. We do believe the Homestake project has a lot of value, and soon you will see an update there from us. We've had some very good exploration last summer that I believe will open up the exploration on it considerably from what it was before. And so having those kind of folks in an entity would most certainly carry a very good value with a financial entity. And, you know, we're, again, on the edge of discovery at Committee Bay, and the exploration is about to change a lot at Homestake, so we'd be very confident there. On the Peru side, we have four projects, and we've looked at these, you know, quite a bit. We've mainly worked on Sombrero, and we'll probably talk most about that today. But there's other things with our other projects in Peru, and the attention we're getting are numerous financial opportunities to finance ourselves. But, you know, we kind of feel we have the whale by the tail with Sombrero. And, you know, because it's copper and gold, it's not primarily gold. Sometimes you attract more of a base metal investor, which there's a very positive outlook on copper. So, you know, to consider splitting it in two, giving you, every shareholder, two shares instead of one, with the same management team, technical ability, as well as the financial raise needs. This would all be determined, you know, on the back of us being able to engineer it financially in an anti-dilutive manner that would be most beneficial for shareholders. And we are considering it. So to answer your question, it's a possibility. We're really pleased that we can even mention it as a possibility. It took us about 4 years to get here where we would have the confidence that the projects would be able to split and carry on tremendous upside potential. But we're finally there. And yeah, it's a great opportunity going forward.
Now, what would you just quickly say to those investors that are more focused on Peru and would say, you know what, it'd be great to have a share in the Canadian entity, but quite frankly, I'm more interested in Peru, so why should I ride along with what's going on in Canada when so much focus is on Peru right now?
I think that as a shareholder in both, you have to think about your Canadian share and say, well, if the Canadian entity has 2.5 years of drilling money and working capital, so it doesn't need to dilute or raise any more money going forward, if the AI works at Committee Bay, that 5, 10, 20, 30 million ounce look comes back along the whole belt, not just the area we've done it in, and were they really on the edge of that big discovery, and there still has been no major gold deposits found globally, so you got to ask yourself, so I want a risk-free company that doesn't have financial risk, that could give me 10 to 20 times my money at Committee Bay, you know, and in the process of they were finally right after 4 years of trying, or the AI works and they go down in history as figuring out that belt with an artificial learning platform. That reward in itself should keep you patient as an investor to see what happens. Secondly, the Homestake project is something that a lot of people have given us a lot of value for in our market cap, and that project's going to be worth a lot more in a year or two than it was worth today, or $100 more or $200 more in gold price than it is today. And that's something we strongly believe the value is going to get created. But outside of the market making it worth more, as I mentioned, there is some really good exploration to add considerably to Homestake. We finally went away from the existing deposit and did a lot of surface work to identify some new areas. So I think as an investor, you got to ask yourself, do I want a free share that costs me nothing? And that's what you get for the Canadian side. That could be worth so much, plus the ride in Peru. Secondly, if you don't want to ride the Canadian side, if you don't want to be part of 5 to 10 or 20 million ounce discoveries at Committee Bay, and you just want to focus on Peru, you know, you will have the opportunity to sell and buy more Peru ore if you wish to. I have no concern that liquidity would be an issue on the Canadian side. I still think it's a win-win for any shareholder who chooses to be on both or just on one of the two, right? So our shareholder base is reasonably split between some people really focused on Peru, but there's certainly a very big crowd that really likes Committee Bay. And this is not just corporate. This is also, you know, institutional and retail-wise. And I think for the Canadian side, the one thing we've seen, and you've seen our share price in the last 4 years, I mean, we saw a $250 million market cap off drilling Committee Bay in year one and two. And that's substantial to what we could do. And gold was at a better price, north of $1,350 when that was happening. But, you know, there is real value there. And it still is globally, in our opinion, the best shot on the planet for multiple major gold discoveries. And that hasn't changed. It's gotten better.
Okay, let's switch over to what's going on in Peru. Let's start with a more general question regarding the overall land package. The company holds about 120,000 hectares of land in Peru. How can one company go about exploring this much land?
In terms of that, great question. And I remember when the guys wanted to screen our 7,000 square kilometers, and had they not been all former global experts from Newmont, you know, and we quantify them as a global exploration team in a junior, we most certainly wouldn't have spent the $800,000, $900,000 in screening and staking that ground. But at the same part of that equation, the mindset of our technical team is that of a major, and we want to own an entire district. You know, one or two big deposits down there are great. One would be a company maker, but if you could find three or four, and if you're there first, you know, we've kind of cracked the risk and the reward opportunity of exploring through the cover in an area that was somewhat overlooked by a lot of major mining companies. And we said, hey, if we get it right, we want to own it all. And that's kind of where we've done our best to get as much of it that we thought would be prospective. To go and manage this portfolio, we've only worked on the first 10% with any kind of real serious work. That means there's about 90% left to be explored. And we're not going to go and spend millions of dollars exploring the other 90%. What we're doing there is we're keeping a very light crew. We're sending two guys in a pickup truck to go follow up on all the drainages that have copper and gold in them. And what they'll do is they'll come into these areas and look for any outcrop that gives us more confidence to spend more time and money there. That's happening. That's how Milpark kind of came together for us, where we've announced multi-percent copper from several samples. But we're not spending too much focus down there yet, because we're being mindful with our cost spend, and the word focus is key. Where we have spent all of our time and where we're currently trenching is right next to Sombrero Main, and a place called Firasso. And so we are within a few kilometers of our best trench on the second major target of four more big ones that are all within, you know, a 10, 15 kilometer radius of where we're going to be working. So we're trenching an area called Firasso. We have a trench pending that we're very excited about. It'll come out in the next 2 weeks. And then there's probably three or four more trenches from the same area, big step outs from it, that, you know, we're going to be very excited about. And I'll quantify how we can be excited in advance about them. And then we move over in about a month's time to an area called Neoc. We're just completing a community agreement. And Neoc is the area, if you look in our presentation, it's that hill that has 9% copper, 5 grams gold, you know, 2.5 grams gold, 4% copper. This area is one of the richest areas of copper and gold exposure on surface.
All right, that wraps up our weekend show. Again, Ivan and I did continue that conversation for another 10 minutes. So to hear the full interview, I highly recommend visiting our website, kereport.com, and clicking on that weekend show posting, going to segment 4. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. Please keep in touch, Fleck at kereport.com, and everyone have a great weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.